away the mold. It's like that's load-bearing mold at this point, you know?
Yeah.
From the skunk and the dank that is crunk in the dungeon. Why? It goes on and on.
Brandon number one.
Hey, I'm on my way. I'm on a journey out of this world. Hey, I'm on my way. I'm on a journey out of this world. Swirling through the vortex to the center.
Cloudy.
Hello, hello. I'm Claudia.
And I am the Loaf.
You're here with us at Radio Valencia.
Working.
It is. I can hear you.
Yeah, there I am. Hi, I'm the Loaf.
You're here with us on a Tuesday night at Radio Valencia.
Radio Valencia. That's where we're at every Tuesday, 6 to 8 p.m. And what a fun set. Yeah, yeah. We started that whole mess of fun off with... We just had to be topical, you know, current events.
Topical.
Current events. We headed out of town last Wednesday morning, and Wednesday and Thursday, like two big events was, I remember like the first one was something about a guy shot a CEO or something. I don't know. You might have heard something about this in the news. And then there was an earthquake that everybody, excuse me, oh, here in San Francisco, oh, tsunami warning. So we started off with 5 million ways to kill a CEO by the coup, and don't go near the water by the Beach Boys. That was a little current events section
right.
of the show. From there, I mean, it's like if there's any kind of current events overlap with the rest of our set, it is merely coincidental. But yeah, we actually played
a lot of vinyl tonight.
A lot of vinyl tonight. Yeah, we fresh off the boat from Southern California. One of our favorite little finds is the record store down in Pasadena. And other than those first two songs, everything else from that set. Except the Naked Ray Gun did come from Chicago. Forgot we had that one. But yeah, all from this record store called Commune Records down in Pasadena. But with some just really great stuff. It's I'll tell you more about that place in a minute, but yeah, for the third time owning this on hard copy in some form or another, I played Hawkwind, Psychedelic Warlords, in parentheses, Disappear into Smoke. And it's one of those, like, you kind of listen to it, it's kind of punk. They're talking about, you know, don't trust the government and
right.
the powers that be and all that kind of stuff.
They knew what they were talking about.
And also some people who are a little more punk than that would be the Subhumans. Although this is one of their more mid-tempo.
Right, this is a little more mellow.
Yeah, I don't know if mellow, yeah.
No, comparatively.
But we ended up playing two songs. I didn't know, like, I had only owned this as a... The only time I think I've ever owned a hard copy of this was a mixtape that had no song titles or whatever.
Right.
So I always thought that the little intro was just an intro, but apparently that's its own damn song called 33322, which I don't know what that means, but I just thought it was just the intro to the song,
right.
British Disease.
So we played both.
So yeah, I'm going to keep it as one in my head,
yeah.
but for reasons I'll mention that they are two separate songs.
Reasons.
One of my, I'd never seen this in a store. I'd never seen it at as good of a price, I guess. Accessible. I got Ramones, Pleasant Dreams.
Such a great album.
What's that?
I love that album.
I do too. I think it's like literally their most underrated album.
I agree.
And
the Sensation is like, I think, one of my favorite songs.
It was hard to
ever pick.
It was like one of those ones, I don't know. Like, I can play any of these songs and be happy. I remember when we were first looking to do community radio, we were looking to get on the airwaves until we realized it costs more and you don't get to say bad words.
Right.
And my whole little thing was like, yeah, we're going to start with We Want the Airwaves. We can still play. We got the internet airwaves. We played, Sitting in My Room. But I think it was seriously an underrated Ramones album. It's kind of like where they went somewhere different. Like, there was, like, some keyboards, and obviously that wasn't Johnny Ramone playing the solos.
Right.
It's kind of one of those things, everybody loves the Ramones, and they stuck at it how they did. But I was like, well, maybe they should have got a second guitarist, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, like, Subterranean Jungle On is really not, like, the... You know, I mean, like, sticking to their formula. And they still had people come in and do solos and shit in the studios. So
right.
I don't know. I think this is a...
I feel like this one's a little more, like... It's probably why it gets a lot of hate, but I feel like this album's a little more doo-wop-y almost, like, or more, like, Beach Boys-y, a little more...
I don't know.
But that's what makes me love it, though.
I'd say Leave Home's an even bigger example of that,
right.
in a way. I don't know, like... I think it's just because it's polished and produced. And
yeah.
Like,
it's not as gritty.
I mean, it's got the KKK Took My Baby Away, which, yeah, I've seen the Ramones 3 times. I think they played that twice. And then, since they didn't play it the third time, we saw the Queers.
Right.
About a year ago. And Joe Queer came out and sang that song. And it scratched the itch, I guess. Then another one we got there at the record store down there in Pasadena. Steady Diet of Nothing by Fugazi.
Great, great album.
Great album. We ended up playing Long Division when we were trying to play Runaway Return, but I didn't really mind it because you can't you can't go wrong with this album. I probably have drunkenly mentioned it on the show before, but I'll say it again. I lost my virginity to this album.
Right.
Steady Diet of Nothing. How fucking funny is that? The only night the whole time I lived in Florida, it dropped below freezing. So hell freezes over. And it introduces me to a city, and it was after coming back from a show called Good Riddance,
right?
And Ill Repute. So it was like it was really it was like stars looking lined up. Like, man, it was almost 17, it was 16-year-old me. It felt that way at least.
Right.
Steady Diet of Nothing. Waka waka waka.
On a related side note, if you're in a band and you decide to record something on vinyl, please tell us which is side A and which is side B. I understand putting a cool picture on one side, but at least let us know what's what.
Yeah,
that sucks.
And the people, and like it's kind of like that episode of Always Sunny. Like, oh, they took the sign off the bar. It makes it more mystique.
Right. Yeah.
Like, they don't do it. Like, no, I need to know. I'm a DJ. It's already on gray vinyl. I can't see the lines in.
Right.
Can you give me a fighting chance here? A wonderful album by the band Magazine, Secondhand Daylight, and we played the song Rhythm of Cruelty. Magazine. That's a good band. I think they finally hung up their hats, but they came through the Fillmore a couple years ago, and I was like, oh, Magazine, I should go see them. And I saw a picture of them, and I'm like, oh, man, it's so sad. Like,
everybody send Magazine a dollar.
Yeah. They look tired. They want to go. I'm sure. The guitarist is an amazing example of awesomeness. But yeah, they're a good one. I picked that one up there. And, you know, Dead Moon is a house favorite here at Claudia and the Loaf. And which one was it? Fire in the Western World off the album Strange Pray Tell. And from there,
we went to the Donnas. We found this cool little split 7-inch.
Donnas.
And Toilet Boys.
Donnas, what's the name of the song?
Get You Alone.
Get You Alone. Then we went from that into Naked Ray Gun with Amishes. And then we went into Toilet Boys.
Toilet Boys with You Got It.
Yeah, it was Lookout Records, like, you know, fan group on Facebook. This guy mentioned this record store. And the guy, Jeff, that runs the place, the proprietor.
He's the nicest guy ever.
Seriously, like, the nicest guy ever. But,
we love you, Jeff.
But, yeah, you know, it was so funny that he threw this in, because, like, I didn't see all the 7-inches. Like, oh, wait, you had a couple sitting up top. But a whole box. It's like, it's a small place. Like, it's a place you go, you don't go looking for something, you go there and find things.
For sure.
Because it's not, like, huge. The selection is a lot of variety, but not a huge selection, you know. And a lot of it just comes, whatever comes in, you just through the door, he gets however he gets. But I was going through, and we'd, like, oh, shit, I, you know, dropped a little bit of my paycheck there, and I was like, oh, I didn't know you had 7-inches, and I found this one, and he's like, oh, I have it out the door. But I love it, it's on Lookout Records. That Donna's Toilet Boys one. I was like, it's just the meta, like, okay, I found out about this place in a Lookout Records group, and I talk up the guy, and he gives me a free Lookout, you know, right. record on my way out the door. But yeah, that was a super, super cool time. We were down that way, I had a little work lined up down in Palm Springs, so we went down there for the week, or for most of the week, and
it was amazing.
It was a whole damn thing. I'm not going to get into it, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. Worth the whole damn thing. But Claudia put together this next part of the set, kind of capturing, kind of tapping into that.
When you're in Palm Springs, you get a lot of Rat Pack and Frank Sinatra. All the streets
I like the radio stations there,
yeah,
man.
Great.
Like, yeah.
We ended up listening to radio more than our own, like, our own music, you know.
For sure. We're going to start off with a little Frank Sinatra, I Got You Under My Skin. And have that looked out, Frankie.
I the heart of me. So deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know so well? I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats, repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. Just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. Sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice that comes in the night and repeats how it yells in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Why not use your mentality? Step up, wake up to reality. Cause I've got you under my skin. Yes, I've got you under my skin.
Black magic card.